From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. 16 years ago, at this very sad, very tragic moment,
Joanne Marie Adiolis,
Shabir Ahmed,
Terrence Andre Aiken,
Godwin O.
New York City, at the site of the World Trade Center, names being read aloud of the victims of the 9/11 attacks. President Trump is presiding over his first 9/11 commemoration since taking office. Nearly 3,000 people were killed on September the 11th, 2001, when hijackers flew commercial airlines into New York's World Trade Center, the Pentagon, and a field near Shanksville, Pennsylvania. The remembrance is going on throughout the day with Vice President Mike Pence representing the administration at an observance at the 9/11 Memorial in Shanksville. Hurricane Irma has weakened into a tropical storm Monday as it moves over far northern Florida or southern Georgia, according to the U.S. National Hurricane Center. However, forecasters are warning that swells generated by Irma along the southeastern U.S. coast could still cause life-threatening surf and rip current conditions. President Trump declared Florida a major disaster area and also spoke to the nation.
In times such as these, we see the strength and the resolve of the American spirit. And we see the kindness and courage of our people. With gratitude for our first responders and prayers for those in the storm's path, America stands united, and I mean totally united.
Before reaching Florida, Irma left at least 25 people dead across the Caribbean. The U.S. has deployed Navy, Marines, and Air Force to help with recovery efforts in Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands. This is VOA News. The death toll from a cholera outbreak in Nigeria has risen to 35. The UN Humanitarian Agency says more than 500 suspected cholera cases have been registered since the first was recorded last month by Nigerian health officials. UNICEF warns the disease threatens more than 1 million people, many living in displacement camps as a result of the Boko Haram insurgency. The United Nations Security Council will debate today a resolution that calls for new economic sanctions against North Korea. This resolution was drafted by the U.S. in response to Pyongyang's latest nuclear test on September the 3rd, which is believed to have been a hydrogen bomb. The initial draft called for oil and natural gas embargo of the North, along with a freeze on all foreign assets held by leader Kim Jong-un. Pakistani police say gunmen in Baluchistan province have killed four members of the Hazara community, a Shiite minority group. The victims were traveling in a vehicle on the road between Quetta and the Afghan border. No immediate claim of responsibility. After an offer of a month-long ceasefire by Muslim militants in western Myanmar has apparently been rejected by the government as the number of displaced Rohingya refugees seeking safe haven in Bangladesh has risen to nearly 300,000. Rohingya Muslims have been fighting, they say, to protect their ethnic group from persecution by the military and members of Myanmar's Buddhist majority. The Dalai Lama, a Buddhist, spoke about the plight of the Rohingya.
We're getting a huge amount of aid in that.
Those people, you see, who sort of harassing some Muslim, then they should remember Buddha helping, definitely help to those poor Muslim.
The latest round of violence has left 400 people dead. Pope Francis called for an end to political violence in Venezuela, appealed for an end to modern forms of slavery, and called on all Colombians to embrace reconciliation as the country tries to come out from under 50 years of conflict between the government and leftist rebels. Father Thomas Rosica of Canada's Salt and Light Television also advises the Vatican on the Pope's foreign visits.
This was a profoundly moving visit. It was successful on many levels. I think the Pope went to Colombia with a very specific mission to confirm the peace process is underway, to recognize its fragility, and to let the Colombian people know that every one of them has a hand in making this successful, making this work.
Before ending his five-day visit to Colombia, the Pope celebrated Mass for hundreds of thousands of people. And the death toll from the massive earthquake that rocked southern Mexico has risen to at least 90, with most of the fatalities occurring in the Oaxaca state. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.